From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. military says an American drone strike has likely killed Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour. U.S. officials said President Barack Obama authorized the strike Saturday afternoon local time. Reporter Ayaz Gul from Islamabad says if confirmed, Mansour's death would be a major blow to the Taliban.
This is the first time that a drone attack has been carried out in southwestern Balochistan province of Pakistan, because that is where Afghan and American officials have long maintained the Taliban leadership has been hiding, and that is where their war council or shura has been based. It's called commonly Quetta Shura, which is basically planning and orchestrating or plotting all the attacks that have been happening on the other side of the border in Afghanistan.
Soon after reports of the strike began appearing online and in local news broadcasts in the region, the Afghan Taliban released a statement calling the reports of Mansour's death baseless. U.S. President Barack Obama is on his way to Vietnam and Japan, his 10th trip to Asia since taking office. White House officials say the president's visit is intended to demonstrate the ongoing U.S. commitment to rebalancing relations with the nations of Asia and the Pacific region. During his time in Japan, the president will visit Hiroshima, where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated at the end of World War II. Mr. Obama will also take part in the G7 summit, the last of his presidency. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Investigators say that smoke was detected inside Egypt Air Flight 804 just minutes before it plunged into the Mediterranean Sea Thursday. The latest information offers no answers as to what might have happened, while search crews continued scouring the sea for further signs of the plane. In Paris, where the flight originated, French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said that no theory for the cause of the crash is being ruled out. He said, "As I speak to you, all theories are being examined and none is favored. Our objective is twofold, solidarity with the families, but also transparency in relation to the circumstances of the disappearance of the aircraft." Egypt's military released pictures of a pink bag, a life vest, shredded seat covers, and mangled debris bearing the Egypt Air name. The flight recorders still need to be recovered from the bottom of the Mediterranean. An Egyptian civil aviation ministry official denied media reports that the recorders had been located. The top U.S. commander for the Middle East has made a secret visit to Syria to look at cooperative efforts to battle the Islamic State. Army General Joseph Votel, the commander of the U.S. Central Command, spent nearly 11 hours in Syria on Saturday visiting locations where U.S. Special Forces are working with local fighters in the battle against Islamic State. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged Middle East and world powers to use their influence to convince Syria's warring parties to discuss a political transition in the war-torn nation. Speaking during a visit to Qatar on Saturday, Mr. Ban cautioned against using what he called short-sighted policies to confront extremists because they make things worse.
We must avoid short-sighted policies and heavy-handed approaches that only exacerbate the problem and give terrorists their best recruitment tools.
The Secretary General said that a full and immediate cessation of hostilities is needed in Syria and should be accompanied by discussions of what sort of transition of power will follow. Powerful cyclone Roana weakened on Saturday afternoon after crashing into coastal Bangladesh, flooding towns and villages, triggering landslides and killing at least 24 people. An estimated 500,000 people fled their homes for cyclone shelters following warnings from authorities. And there will be no Triple Crown winner in U.S. horse racing. Exaggerator defeated Kentucky Derby winner Nyquist in the Preakness Stakes. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.